It's the podcast with a bigger baby oil budget than Diddy. StrangeTimeShow.com.
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
Fucking hell. Yeah, there you go. Those are dulcet tones or something. Deep, manly, and Antipodean voice. Belongs to Mr. Stu Buckland. All right, mate.
All right. No, that's not right. G'day, mate.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the two main girls themselves. Girls themselves. There you go. That's a good name for a band. Dom, Kat.
Hello.
Oh, no,
hello.
Kat, your real name's come up, and it's really confused me, Kat.
I can see it. I can see it, everybody.
I ain't got a fucking clue how to pronounce it anyway, so I just...
Yeah, you can't fucking pronounce it. You can see it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know
why you'd change it.
Anyway, yeah, this is... go on, then, fuck's sake.
Oh, no, you go. Okay, it's your show.
Barely. Dear listener, this is a bit of a ramshackle beginning to the proceedings. It's been a while. I'm coughing because I'm trying a new THC vape. I'm being naughty tonight. We've got a meeting of minds, if you will, with the wonderful Stu Buckland. We're going to do one of his wonderful episodes of Bit Weird, but fair enough, I guess.
Is this one going to go out?
Don't know, might do. Can't say when.
Last time I came and chatted to you blokes, it disappeared.
Oh, no, the recording got deleted. I think the AI had taste factor turned up to 90%, but it went, you can't release that shit.
Stu, I've got to be honest. If there's ever a podcast episode when Davian's not funny and everyone else is, it always accidentally gets lost or broken. This is episode 9,452 we're recording today.
Oh, yeah. We've really done a lot more.
Can you ask my question yet?
Almost. It's right. I think this is episode 514. But yeah, Dom, Kat, me, and it's Stuart who desperately wants to speak. So speak, sir.
Off the conch.
All right. So I can, because we're in a Teams meeting, I can see Kat's real name.
Yeah.
And I'm interested about... Oh, sorry. Okay. I can see his fake name that he uses Neo style in real life. Is it going too far behind the curtain to ask how we landed on Kat as a name?
Oh, that's a real peek behind the curtains.
That's a good question.
Remember. Yeah, I got no idea. I remember when
you just looked down at what you were fucking at the time, or
and then I'm gonna misspelled it.
Yeah. DOG.
Oh, that's not gone. Oh, wait up. I don't remember. I remember when I started Facebook. I had to just to join the Walk in the Room Facebook group, and then as soon as I joined, I had people, all these clients. All their names started pinging. I'm deleting that. So I deleted it and just picked some random name in.
Oh, right. I see. Wanted to be honest.
The random name you chose, the first name and the second name, is never been put together in a combination before. Kat Sorens.
Yeah.
It's not even. I always thought it was like an anagram or something, and I never bothered working out.
Well, maybe it's an anagram.
Yeah, I'm sure we could find one.
Yeah.
Aeon, away to Google.
Scat no Wrens.
And scats. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anagram generator. Right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You see what you want, don't you, Stuart?
Oh, a stonkers. An anagram of Cat Sorens, we could have a stonkers.
Stonkers,
stonkers, mate.
Ache snorts. ASN stroke. Arson no stroke. Okay.
Okay. Well, stroke one.
Is not. There you go. Eon Starks. I like that. Cantosser. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. Kent Saws. That sounds like a porn name, doesn't it? Hey, my name's Kent Saws. Let's get these fuckers off.
That's a very niche type of porn name,
eh? Yeah.
I'm Kent Saws. I've got herpes. Go on, I look.
Norse Task. There you go. Nose a scat. Okay. DJ Nose a scat. Blah, 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 blah. Bring.
Up the West End Wicked.
Yeah. Ribbity Underclut. Well, we could literally do that for hours and probably would if I had my.
No other content?
Yeah. Well, we don't. We never have content. It's against the rules of StrangeTimeShow.com. Can't have content.
So how's your lovely week been?
Lovely week's been... Oh, God, that means thinking about work. It's all right. I've got a test pressing made of the EP, vinyl EP I'm bringing out for Final Hour Music.
Wow.
Yes, it looks ace. It sounds rather good as well. Yeah, so I'm going to get a limited run of about 100 or so. And flog them.
I saw a picture of it, and it looks nice.
Yes.
I couldn't hear through the picture.
You couldn't hear through. You didn't take enough drugs then, Stuart.
And if you get 100 of them, you'll never go short for a coaster at your house.
Well, absolutely. Translucent red. This place that does the lathe cutting, they do a service where you can have the grooves go from the inside to the outside of the vinyl, which is very clever and very good, but it'd be absolutely useless if you got one of those automatic turntables because it just wouldn't work.
Well done on that.
Thank you very much. I'm still waiting for the cocaine and hookers.
So is there somewhere people can get that, or should they just go to penisland.com?
I'll probably be selling some via finalhourmusic.com, but my mate, there's a mate of mine who's got this record label, and he might chuck a few out as well.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so there's that. And I'm recording some music with a couple of guitarists and bassists that used to be in a couple of old Leeds goth bands from the 80s. Have you heard of The Mission? The Rose of Avalanche, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry?
I don't know that they made their way this far. Perhaps, Kat, what do you...
I'm doing some stuff with them, and it's cool.
I'm still surprised they're still alive. They've gone from the 80s.
Yeah. That's 1980s, not 1880s. Yeah, that's about it, really. Next.
Yeah, but even that, it's still in my head, and I guess in quite a few other people's heads, 1985 was 15 years ago, and it'll always be.
Oh, in my heart, it's 15 years ago, and when I think that it's fucking hell, 40 bloody hell.
Well, I just, there's that thing that if Back to the Future was made today, we'd be going back to 1995.
Yeah.
Which doesn't feel right, does it?
No. Jesus. I was still shoving acid up my ass back then. Fucking hell.
Well, it was yesterday.
And no one told you couldn't eat it yet.
Well, it gets in your bloodstream quicker up the anus, doesn't it?
And what's your rush?
Yeah.
Not car battery acid, though. That's just fucking wrong.
You've got to get your kicks somehow. It's better than slamming my cock in the fridge door, shouting out, "Feel something, you bastard."
Oh, God. My house that's being built, the frame stage is
in the middle of the street. Right?
No, it's on the edge.
All right. Living on the edge.
You know, cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having cars drive through the fucking thing. The frame is up. We had the inspection, and they're currently getting stuff together to fix the things that they've fucked up.
Oh, so. Stuff. You like stuff, though, Kat, don't you?
Yeah, I know. But not good stuff.
I think...
I've got to pay them a large amount of money to fucking do this. So.
Oh, wow. If there was a jingle for that, you'd probably play it now.
Fucking like nothing!
If it's professional, you'd think so.
Kat, I think you're lucky that you've got that part of your house. There's building companies all over Australia collapsing and with people just looking at a slab on the ground and going, all right, well, what now? I don't know if it's the same in England, but, there's a lot of construction companies are folding.
Folding like a deck chair.
It probably is. I know I've got shares in Taylor Wimpey, and they've gone down, the price of them. It's obviously because of fucking, yet again, that good old faithful Brexit. So all the Labour's gone.
Yes, so a lot of these
companies that are relying on it are going under, We tend not to fucking build brand new houses, though. We get it. So far, so good. Yeah.
Well, we've got a big country and we've only been here.
Oh, man, I can edit that bit perfectly.
Yeah.
I've got a big chance.
Invading types have only been here for 250 years, so... there's a lot of building that could be done, but you've been there for thousands of years on a tiny little island. There's only so much building you can do, isn't there?
True.
Yeah.
We tend to live in a house that somebody's lived and died in many, many times over.
Oh, I'd love to get over there and have a look about. I've never been. That's the end of that story.
All the laughs, all killer, no filler.
I don't know. I mean, it's same as I assume when people come to Australia and ask if I've been here and there. I can't imagine living in England and not going around to all the historical places all the time and just kind of, so much to go and see. Just stand at Hastings, just stand there for a while,
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was my next train of thought, to be honest. All right. Should we switch over to Dom's stock portfolio? What else is in there? Okay,
that's fair enough. Now, I think what you're describing is the saying. It's called the cobbler's children go barefoot, and it's the same reason why most people live in New York never been to the Empire State Building. Davian's never been to the Houses of Parliament or a duck pond with a little house in the middle. It's there, so I get round to it, and no one ever gets round to it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I've never been to Uluru.
To be fair, that's not like going to Sydney Harbour.
No,
yeah, I was going to say, it's not exactly next door. It's not like going to the fucking the Sydney Harbour Bridge or anything like that. Assuming it's a couple of thousand miles away.
Yeah, it'd be like you driving from Southampton up to whatever's at the top, Inverness or something.
Southampton to Moscow. I think we worked that out something years ago. How far it was from here to Perth, Melbourne to Perth, and it was closer than it was. Moscow was closer to Davy, and then Perth was to me.
Yeah, right. Well, that's in Ukraine, well and truly.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. But, I think Kat to Perth is closer than Kat to Antarctica. No, the other way around. Antarctica's closer to the south of Australia than the north is.
Yeah.
It's fucking mental.
It's fucking mental.
It's a big country.
Dream state with you.
That one.
Yeah, I was just humming. That's the point. I've not played any Big Country yet on the Bitter Sound Experience live on Noisebox Radio, 9 o'clock Thursdays, isn't it?
Why don't you play more Australian bands?
I played an Australian band on the last episode, you cunt. Australian punk. Fuck off. An Australian punk band of 1976 called The Saints. Fungal.
Yeah. Not awful.
That's a dessert.
What?
I think you mean Fangool's a dessert. I think you mean Fafangula.
Yeah.
Fafangula.
Yeah. No, dessert. Oh, despair. Despair hands is all I got. What? Oh, that's the point. Did you send me some audio, Stuart?
Oh, I didn't. Did. Someone I know did, though.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I shall check that out.
I believe he was telling me he was in the Strange Times chat group and got quite inspired.
Oh, that's the point.
A bit of a tease.
So, speaking of inspiration, Hunter Block left us a message, didn't he? What?
Well, I think the thing I sent you was reading that.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's an edit point.
Did you not listen to it?
No, I haven't had a chance yet. Oh, okay.
He put on an accent and everything, didn't you, Stu?
I'll
put it in there. That'll be brilliant. Nice. Yeah. Wow. Cool. Ah, dear. And if you want more quality stuff like this, then go to our Patreon at
inirland.com.
Yes. Sorry, what? Greasy coconut?
Set up your bottle of a coconut.
The podcast title there, Greasy Coconut. That sounds like it should mean something, doesn't it? Oh, God, right, case of the greasy coconuts. You see, Stuart, it's fucking solid gold.
I'm quite taken with the podcast side will be in something like what is an anagram of a stonker?
Wonder bra. Well, what have you been up to, Stu?
Oh, look, just doing my day job, trying to do some freelance work to actually, make sure I'm getting a decent amount coming in. Doing too many podcasts as usual, I took my wife and my youngest to the netball last night. Is netball much of a thing in England?
If you're Peter,
yeah, if you like wanking.
Well,
hang on a minute, I just got to undo my zip. Oh.
No, it was good. Good fun. I don't think there's anywhere to take it, but that's what's happened, so I can't lie to you.
That's what she said. Yeah.
This isn't like Letterman or Jimmy Kimmel or something where people come on with a big, elaborate stories they've rehearsed for weeks. That's just what happened in my life, isn't it?
He said, come.
I wish Jimmy Kimmel did that.
It'd be better if you went.
Who's what? The other Jimmy? Who's the other one? The one that used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Savile.
Jesus Christ.
He's our favourite, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah, it's Kimmel, isn't it?
No, Kimmel's no. Oh, I'm getting my Jimmy's mixed up. This is what it sounds like to get old, isn't it?
Jimmy Mack.
Jimmy Somerville? Jimmy Carr?
No. Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
I can't stand him. I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live. I don't like him as a host. And it took longer for me to remember his name than to make my actual point. So he's annoyed me further.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But is it the smugness, the way he finds himself hilarious? Is it that?
Yes.
Oh, that prick.
Yeah. I can understand that.
How many sketches did he ruin on Saturday Night Live? Like not being able to say his lines because he was giggling too much, which seemed really put on as well. Ah! I don't know. Sorry. I might be talking to like three people who bothered watching those sketches, but they know.
I can relate. I've seen a few of them, and yeah, it does seem to be every single one is corpsed in it. And not really funny, so it's like it's almost like, oh, look at me, I'm making a mistake. Oh, dear, kind of thing.
Well, I tell you something.
What a pair of fucking bitches you are.
Oh. Mm. We just expect if you're being paid to be on a national comedy show that you can do your job, I think.
Yeah. That's all. Saturday Night Live's been going 50 years now, and respect it and do your job properly. You know,
yes.
Turn up and do it. Put your dick in a box and say your lines without fucking laughing. That's all you got to do.
If you've got some time on your hands, look up the time that Steven Seagal hosted Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Hilarious. It's the worst. He was voted the worst host ever and never asked back. And
he didn't make any friends there, did he?
No. He knocked back all their sketches, wanted all the sketches to be about him beating people up. It was just, bizarre.
How bizarre?
Yes. How's this for a news story podcast, I saw this week?
News story.
Yes. Yeah, and I think this is a thing that might become more and more of a problem, particularly over there in Europe, where you're all stacked on top of each other, country-wise.
What'd you call me?
Country-wise. Belgium accused of stealing the wind of its neighbour. The CEO of a Dutch weather forecaster suggested that Belgian wind farms are stealing wind from his own country's wind farms in the North Sea.
What the fuck?
Wow. Yeah. Well, because of where they're placed, the weather forecaster says there's a 3% drop in wind energy from the Dutch installations.
He sounds like a bit of a daft cunt, really.
Yeah, it does. No, it's not like...
No offence.
So the wind's hitting the Belgian fans.
Yes.
And then shooting upwards or away and not actually going straight through them like wind does. And which will now continue on to the Dutch ones with no problem whatsoever.
Well, 3% less effectiveness. But that seems like a problem. The wind's got to be hitting. Like, how close are these wind farms to each other? The wind would have to be at exactly the right angle for this bloke to be complaining, surely.
The thing about wind is it comes from several different directions, or sometimes at the same time. So are they saying if it's a southwester or southwester or whatever they call it, it's fine, but if it's a northwester, then it's always going to hit Belgium before it hits the Dutch ones?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Furthermore, what are the Belgians meant to do?
Like,
they didn't ask to have their country put there.
Eat French toast.
Waffles.
Make lovely chocolate.
Yeah. Definitely not a little hand.
Oh, yes. So, sorry. That was a bit of a nowhere story, but 3%, bit of a problem, isn't it?
Well.
I keep doing an English accent being on here.
You really don't.
Can I throw a quick story at you to leave with tonight?
Go on then.
And if you feel a bit embarrassed about that cuisine stuff, this will get your national pride back up.
Uh-oh.
It's not racist, don't worry. There was a cat who started in the Nazi Navy in World War II, then became a ship's cat in the British Royal Navy and survived three sinking ships during his naval service. So Unsinkable Sam was the nickname given to this cat, whose real name was Oscar. He started as a ship's cat aboard the Nazi ship Bismarck, which was sunk by the British ship HMS Cossack in 1941. This bit, the British crew found the cat floating on a board hours after the ship sank, Titanic style. took him on board and named him Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Then later in the war, the Cossack sank after being hit by a torpedo. It killed 159 crew members. The Oscar survived again and was rescued with whatever crew remained and given the nickname Unsinkable Sam. That's fair enough. His last service was aboard the HMS Ark Royal, an aircraft carrier that was also torpedoed, this time by a Nazi U-boat. And Oscar survived that attack as well. He retired after that from the Navy life, you'll be glad to know, where he retired to Belfast, where he lived in a seaman's home. Careful. And Oscar died in 1955, 14 years after the first ship he was on that sank. So I wouldn't say you'd be happy to have that cat on board because other people die around it. He's just the lucky one.
Bad news magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, innit? He's fucking cursed, that cat.
Yeah.
Why do you need a cat on board? Like, I hesitate to ask what a cat's doing to help on a boat in the Navy.
Warm.
Be a little...
Warm. It's got an orifice.
That's not good, is it? Well, it's hard. What else could it be? He's just eating their fish. He's eating their Stargazer pie.
Oof, deep.
Yeah, it's true. Although I suppose if you run over one of the torpedoes, you don't have to report it. You can just carry on.
So there you go. I mean, I was going to say, you could. There's a British war hero for you, but he was a Nazi to start off with, so yeah, I don't know. Take that one or leave it if you like.
Fair dues.
I'm surprised that's not been made into a film, that, because it sounds to be like he was a
right?
double agent. Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
Maybe that's the next season of Slow Horses.
Oh, good.
Still not watched that. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. Just finished Mobland.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Mm.
Well, thank you, fellas. I appreciate you spending so much time talking to me in Bit Weird Land.
It's been a pleasure.
And yes.
Yeah.
And farewell. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time.
And cut. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking ending that was. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'll zhuzh it up somehow. It's late for you guys.
Yeah, I'm fucking knackered, and those last couple of edibles have really kicked in now. So that's quite good timing. Probably pass out some of the whitey. The fun.
Graceless, man.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, by the way, is a lovely drop. It's some like alcohol-free like pale ale stuff. It's really nice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, up to you, Davian, obviously, but you can send me the whole thing. You can send me the whole thing, and I'll like give you a vocal edit that you can play with, or obviously I'll just do the bit weird stuff if you'd rather do the Strange Times edit on your side. Up to you.
I'll have a little play with it. But I'll send you all straight after this, dude.
All right. Thank you very much.
No worries. Yeah.
I hope that was usable for you on your side.
Yeah. Usual sort of rubbish we do. So, yeah. It's all good.
All right.
You two do that, and I'll do fuck all. That's all right.
That. Perfect. Perfect.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Go fuck yourselves.